Welcome back to Love in Dubai Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we spoke about the historic vote at UN and the people's response to it. Also, who blew 38 million on number plates last night in Dubai and how you can get free international calls across the city.
And so if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai Show podcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. And do not forget, as always, to enjoy this show.
Dubai, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country and the world are talking about. Our top story for you today, a historic vote, a Gaza ceasefire resolution has been passed by the UN.
As well, record-breaking 38 million dirhams spent in one night at number plate auction.
How you can get free international calls. Yes, you can. You can phone home at Dubai Metro stations, which is pretty cool.
As well, TikTok star Noel Robinson is in Dubai.
It is day 173 since the genocide began in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. The death toll has risen to 32,333, while 74,694 have been injured, and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes.
As well, and now Dubai Iftar time for today is 6:36, and you can find up-to-date prayer times on the Love in Dubai website.
In weather news, which we all know you eagerly anticipate, today expects a cloudy one with rainfall in scattered areas and fresh to strong winds with highs of 27 degrees. But let's jump into the top story that broke overnight and has had a massive response.
So in a historic vote, a Gaza ceasefire resolution has been passed by the United Nations. Now, in the past hours, the United Nations has held a conference discussing resolutions to end the massacre in Gaza. And in a historic vote of 14 votes in favor, the Security Council adopts resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the month of Ramadan, leading to a lasting sustainable ceasefire and the immediate and conditional release of all hostages.
14 countries voted in favor, while the USA noticeably abstained, while Russia tried to push the word permanent into the resolution. However, the USA voted against this. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, made it clear that this resolution is now protected under international law. This is the news that we've all been waiting for. We're going to see a two-week ceasefire in Gaza. Many people are saying, is it enough?
I don't think it's enough, and people are very disappointed. If the comment section, and I just want to talk about the comment section, because everyone's saying, why are we talking about the ceasefire now? Because Ramadan's going to end. We want an immediate, like a permanent ceasefire. You know what I mean? Because like, does not mean 2 weeks is going to end the massacre that Palestine is in at the moment. And the comment section are just like brutal. They're like, no, we want an immediate ceasefire. This is not enough. A lot of things are being said.
2 weeks might give hope to people in Gaza that there could be a more permanent solution on the way. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks isn't enough.
It's not, no.
However, at least it's something. At least it's something. And it's interesting to see how the USA again has noticeably abstained from these votes, which has been a constant. However, Russia pushing forward the permanent, trying to get that permanent word in there, which would mean everything. And it wasn't passed.
Yeah.
It's a small step. And as you said, it's a leading step. It will lead into something. At least they were able to get this passed. But as you said, the ceasefire is for 2 weeks. You know,
yes.
You know, everyone is excited. But at the end of the day, it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you know, like when you open the comment section, they're all really disappointed because they expected a permanent ceasefire for this massacre that has been happening. And this just like leads me to the fact that, you know what, it just makes me proud that social media just allows us to voice our opinions no matter what happens. Like, I can just like have an opinion and I can just like comment and no one's gonna hold me accountable for it because I am entitled to comment on a post or even on something that just like bothers me.
Well, to an extent.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I mean,
I only say that you're so right because in this case,
yeah,
we can really assess the public court of opinion on a medium level. Then that leads to that cancel culture.
Yes.
And, you know, people can say things online that they haven't essentially research I could get behind backing cancelling someone when, you know, I may not know the whole context of their story. But then it goes to the bigger level of people who've actually been removed from social platforms, like Andrew Tate, for his misogynist opinions. So yes, voicing your opinion, great, but then obviously there's always going to be the outliers who kind of ruin it for everyone.
I mean, Casey, look, I feel like because we live in the digital era, right? And not even Gen Z, it's the alpha generation. I mean, those kids, you cannot just like stop them. They don't even want to research. They're just like, they're a fast-paced generation.
I'm so sorry. What is the alpha generation?
Oh my God, they are the younger than me.
The ones using the retinol, the 13-year-olds at Sephora? Is that alpha?
I mean, no, it's like 15, 16-ish right now, you know? And it's like, they're too young, but they're very smart. They're very aware of everything. I mean, and they're very fast. Mm. That's why they're like fast money, fast jobs. They graduate, yeah, fire me. What's you know what? That's why they're very fast. And as well with opinions and so on, they are not afraid of voicing their opinions. No matter what it is, I mean, we've seen what happened with Kate Middleton. People bullied the poor woman. And I can just make sure that it's probably someone who thinks that they're entitled for opinions. And as well, like that alpha generation. And even by the way, both of our generations, they are actually very, at this point, you just need to coordinate with social media. You know what I mean? And go with the let's say, the flow of it.
Or go against it. Yeah. But I think when you see here, a lot of people like the post, so you'll really understand, gauge the assessment here. So there's 10,000 likes. It's a lot of likes. However, the majority of people are saying, why are people clapping over 2 weeks? Really, is there still a is the UN still even practicing? If only the tables were turned and it was happening elsewhere, then we would see who would actually vote yes or no. So what I think the majority is saying is, I believe at least 2 weeks is something. And I think if you're sitting in Gaza right now, that it would be good to hear that at least you know that there's votes happening in your favor, because I imagine how disheartening every single one of those recent votes that we've talked about have been. So finally, there is a yes, but 2 weeks is too short. And in the grand scheme of things, when we look back, 2 weeks will be nothing. Yeah. What happened around it will be everything. So that's we really hope that this 2 weeks leads to a more permanent solution. And all we have now is hope.
I really hope so too. But like, for example, I'm just going to give you a tiny example of like how this generation comments. LOL, why are they clapping over 2 weeks? Who writes that? I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like that idea. Like, for example, like for 2 weeks, people are not going to be quiet. We might be like, fine, 2 weeks might lead to something, which we are hoping for a permanent ceasefire, hopefully. But the comment section, social media, and specifically with the awareness that has been happening.
But I think on such a big topic like this, I think we've seen stronger voices than ever before.
Yeah, that's true.
I think people are having more of an opinion because I feel like we need to, because you think that things aren't happening on a higher level. So we discussed before, awareness is so important and keeping the story going is important and making sure your voice is seen is important, because otherwise, if you don't say it, and if she doesn't say it, and if I don't say it, and if he doesn't say it, then it will be forgotten. So we're actually seeing more of a social media conversation than ever before in this, because people care and they feel like their voices aren't heard. So the voices are getting louder.
100%. But as well, you know, like social media, it's not only with the story of the massacre that's happening in Gaza right now. It's, you know, whatever story is going around the internet, people will have opinions.
Oh, I could. Oh my days! Yeah, absolutely.
I promise
you. And they're awful.
Literally. And not only, for example, like I'm gonna give you the, I would say the stupidest example. If a girl and a guy are dating, and they posted while they were dating, and they stopped posting, the first thing that's gonna happen, oh, they broke up. They're gonna stalk their profile. They're gonna see what pictures they've deleted. I mean,
this is what we do in private. Yeah. We don't make a TikTok video about it and post it 100%. And I'll actually, later on in the show, we're going to talk about a TikToker in Dubai. If you don't follow TikTok, you may not know who he is. However, he's got 40 million likes. So on TikTok, he's very famous. And the first comment was, you know, why do you all call him a star? And I'm thinking, No need for it. Absolutely no need to bring your negative energy to the comment section. But people live for it. And I know particularly Love and Dubai comments. We know that a lot of you come for the comments. In fact, that's many the comments that we get. We're here for the comments. So
They want the tea.
I knew people before who would intentionally rile up an audience. You know, like they'd intentionally put in something a bit triggering.
Okay.
Very funny. Let's jump into our next story. This will trigger you in other ways.
As well, of course. Record-breaking 38 million dirhams spent in one night at number plate auction. Dubai hosted the most noble number charity auction at the Four Seasons Resort Dubai, superheaded by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. The initiative aimed at establishing a 1 billion dirham endowment fund that is dedicated to supporting mothers.
So the more money that goes to this fund, the better. Organized by Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Global Initiatives MBRGI in collaboration with Emirates Auction and of course supported by Dubai RTA, Etisalat and Do, the event had 31 special numbers. So you actually get notified about these in advance. So if this is your jam, you can go onto the RTA and they'll tweet that these number plate auctions are happening. You might need to register in advance. So bidders, including leading businessmen and women, philanthropists, they engaged in these truly spirited auctions. This is one video of a number plate that went 3.2 to showcase their commitment to this cause because, of course, the money goes back into charity.
Now, the coveted V39 plate fetched the highest bid of 4 million dirhams, while an astounding of 38 million dirhams was raised to the Mother's Endowment campaign. Additionally, a multitude of unique numbers found new honors as they were sold during the event.
So this always brings me back to the Abu Saba story. So
yes, yes. I remember.
He's the only person that I've actually spoken to who has been to, like there's a lot of you out there, but there's who's been to one of these auction plates, and the number that he paid for the number five number plate was record breaking at the time. He paid 33 million dirham.
Yes, and it all went to charity.
And the reason why was because he said everyone in Dubai, apart from me, you and Farah, drive Rolls Royces. So when you get up to a hotel, you're a guy in a Rolls.
That is
so
true.
His reasoning was the money goes back into charity and people will know who I am when I come up in that number five number plate. People will know I have prestige. People will know I've built a successful business. People know I have an empire. And that was his reasoning for putting the money into it. But it's a thing here.
It is very much a thing here. I mean, like when you're driving in Dubai, all that you can see are those plate numbers. A lot of plate numbers are very, I would say, special. With like a lot of 222s or a lot of 333s and a lot of 777s, you know. And it's just, it makes me happy. Like, oh my God, that's such a special number, you know. And I would genuinely think that maybe I used to think that was by luck. But it's not. You buy them. So maybe when we're going to be rich, we're going to be there.
I don't know if number plates would be my thing. I'd rather jewelry and handbags.
Okay.
If I'm being honest and materialistic about it, I'm just being real. I'd rather put money into my skincare than into a number plate on my car. It's just, I think it's part of a culture here, maybe. I remember speaking to one of the guys about it before. And therefore, it's your interest, but it's just not mine. So I don't think you'll ever see me dropping money on a number plate.
I mean, I don't know. That's a very valid point, Casey.
Never say never, but I just don't see
it. That is a very valid point, Casey. Maybe I should think about where I'm going to be spending my money later on. maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. Just like the fact that the money that you're putting is going to charity itself just like makes me feel good. While I'm already having a very special plate number that is good, but I don't know if I would pay for it.
Have you ever seen, I don't know if, okay, first question. Okay. Have you seen all of the Friends episodes?
Okay, no, she hasn't. A secret? I don't like Friends.
It's a different generation.
But no.
There's one episode where Phoebe, who's one of the main cast members, she's a do-gooder, and she says, oh, someone help me with this phrase, no good deed. So every good deed, you get something back from it.
Yes.
So then the episode was, I think Joey or someone trying to go through and find a good deed. Oh no, it was Phoebe trying to go and find a good deed that doesn't make you feel good. So it's like, is it even a good deed if you're getting something from it? So I'm spending, I'm money going to charity, but I still get one of the hottest number plates in town. How much of a good deed is it? I put money into a charity, but I feel good about it. Do you know what I mean?
Katie, so like, that's deep.
Is there any good deed that doesn't act that you, that makes you, how about you go and you, you know, toil and you build an orphanage? Mm. But I'd still feel good about that. And I'd probably love the experience. So
that's very deep. That is very deep. I mean, I never thought about it, but by the way, I do agree with that. I do agree with that quote from Phoebe, from Friends, because I don't, by the way, a lot of my friends watched Friends, but I don't know, I just like didn't really vibe with it. But that is actually very valid. It does make sense. I don't know. I feel like a good deed is like if it's in your intention that you would want to, you know, if the point is a good deed to help someone, then it's going to be counted as a good deed.
And then you feel good from it. Yeah. And then therefore you have to go back to the starting place. Yeah. So we jump in to our next story. Absolutely love this one. You can get, and for anyone who's got a wild phone bill like myself, you can get free international calls at metro stations in Dubai. So if you find it too pricey to phone home, well, you can now get those free international call stations, calls throughout the holy month in specific metro stations. So 4 phone booths have been set up across Dubai that passengers can use to call their families abroad.
As well, the RTA is embracing the generous spirit of Ramadan by offering passengers free international calls. You guys, yes, they're free. There are 4 phone booths set up, and not just that, as well, RTA is distributing free meals for bus and truck drivers, delivery riders, and Abra passengers.
Now, I will say, I have not done my due diligence as a journalist on this one, because we posted the story. It came from the RTA, so we have a lot of nice images, but I don't actually know the stations that they've been set up. And if anyone does, please drop them in the comments, because we'd love to share them, because I think this is an amazing initiative by the RTA. We could also probably reach out to the RTA on it. But I'd also love to know, what are the rules? You okay. know, because there's probably going to be a big queue. And okay. if you get onto the phone to your mama, like, how long do you have? They're going to need to cap it.
That is true. No, I agree. I think there are going to be like maybe a time limit where like the person can talk to their family, because like if they're going to talk to their mom or family back home, it's going to take so long. Oh, mom, how are you? What did you cook for today? How's Ramadan dealing with you? How's iftar? How's suhoor? You know, so it's
they're like, going to want some time. So yeah, they're going to have to put some rules in.
Yeah.
How do you call anyone in international countries? And if so, how do you make it cheap?
I don't have any. I mean, I don't talk to my family back in Syria. I don't know, because like
I don't talk to people back in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I mean first year, because like everyone like just like fled after the war had happened. But just like I don't know. I just don't talk to them. It's like
I don't either. Yeah. And I just obviously there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
And like some of the, there's Botum, but then the other person has to get that app as well. Mm-hmm. So I just never got into the rhythm of it. Maybe if WhatsApp calls were allowed, then it would be an easier.
I mean, to be honest with you, Casey, I don't think. The thing is, managing and handling my. I already have like 3 families, like that are my aunt and my uncle and all of these. I already have a lot of them here in Dubai, and that I need to talk to and see every week. That itself is one thing. I have my group of friends, my school group of friends, and my other friends. So I don't know if
We're
I'm going to have the time.
We're
I don't
packed. Have the time. There's no time. So Farah's not going to be in this queue.
Do
there
you have
you
the time?
No. Well, yeah. I probably would, actually. Yeah. I, don't, I don't have as many friends
making
and family
me look
here.
Like I'm bad, but okay.
No. No, I'm making you look like I do have the time, and yet I still don't do it.
Yeah.
You're packed with family and friends and things.
Yeah.
And the thing I'm is, a hermit. I do nothing, and I still don't do it. You know what I mean?
I do understand, but like, you know why? It's like the craziest thing. It's like they come and they go like, oh, Farah, have you been sleeping? Under your eyes is so dark. What's wrong? I'm like, I'm tired. Let me be. I have a lot of other plans that I need to accommodate and let me be. Yeah.
So, I hate when you meet people you haven't seen in a while and you get those types of comments all the time. Like, you look really tired today. I'm like, thanks. That's helpful. Speaking of comments, we're going to jump into our next story. We posted this yesterday and we had a mixed bag of response. So TikTok star Noel Robinson is in Dubai. You may know him as the personality Noel Goes Crazy. So you can see here, dancing behind me, he was spotted showing off his moves. So this is at Dubai Mall. So his usual trick is he tries to go undercover. He hides his iconic afro hair. Then in the videos when people saw him in Dubai Mall, he was quickly recognized by his fans and they went wild. This is more of a prank video, but we actually have videos where he's walking through the crowds at Dubai Mall as well. And when they recognize him, they're all like, pick, 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 stop, 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 stop.
Now, the German TikToker is well known for his dance, prank, hair, and comedy content, often surprising bystanders by revealing his hidden afro and busting out his dance moves, which is really nice. And by the way, it's crazy because comments are like, how do we call him a star?
Well, he's got 40 million likes on TikTok. And it's that type of comment that someone just drops in. Being like, why would you call him a star? I'm like, why do you comment these things? Like, what do you gain from it to acknowledge? Now, if you go onto his TikTok, it's so simple, but it's so funny. Like, it just made me laugh when I was watching his videos. Like, all he's doing is dancing. He collaborates with people, and he does kind of like a silly prank here where he pretends as though like he's stealing something. But he's been in countries around the world, and he'll go up to like police officers in Brazil and be like, I'm going to take your phone. And then he starts dancing. So, like, it's a rehearsed skit. There's nothing actually natural about it. Like, you know, probably that the guys he's going up to probably know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's so funny. And 40 million people think it's funny too.
It is. You know, see, like, this is exactly what we were talking about regarding social media, that it is the generation of, it's called the digital generation. It's called the fast generation. And, I mean, we've seen how Charlie D'Amelio, you know, she has gained a lot of fans. She's gained a lot of fame just from dancing. And that is, like, this is exactly like what I would say this digital generation is all about. Fast, anything, and they just did not want to, they work smarter, not harder. Mm. I've heard this a lot. Like, they know what they're doing, and they're not designed for the 9-to-5 job. They don't do it. They're like, no. And it's, by the way, there are memes on TikTok about that. Like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're from that generation. Yeah, you're not going to do the 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, true. It would be interesting to see how the world of employment evolves, because we have had, you know, we are quite a young company. We have the sales and the commercial side, and then we have the content creator news side. And we have had a couple of people through the door, already content creators in their own right, who tried the 9-to-5 and were like, not for me.
Yeah.
And in, you know, it's fine now because there's plenty of people who will take the jobs in their wake. Mm-hmm. But in, you know, in 10, 20 years, will the 9-to-5 be obsolete if that generation are saying, we're actually not going to do that?
Yeah.
but then they start their own companies with a different, so there has to be a system that works, because work still needs to happen. Money still needs to be made. People need to pay for healthcare.
That's true.
So either they'll develop a beautiful system and we'll be the mugs sitting here who've done the 9-to-5 for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Or the system, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And they'll have to toe the line and come back to 9-to-5.
I personally think, because I have a lot of friends that are like, you know, they work like 9-to-5. And I have friends who are content creators and make money out of their own content. So seeing both sides, I've seen, like, you know, like a lot of them go like, oh, you know what? I make my own content. I wake up at the time that I want to wake up, and I know what I'm going to do, and I'm making money. And there are other people who, like, they just like stability. So it differs from, I would say, one person to another. But I feel like if maybe companies just like maybe accommodate to the new generation, digital generation.
I think just on what you were saying there, there's two types of people, and content creators, I think they should be respected because I think they're entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And not everyone could deal with a 1 month salaries up here, 1 month down here, because when you get a little bit older, you have certain bills that will need to be paid. So if content creators can make a living working for themselves as entrepreneurs, you need to be consistently creative. You need to work 24 hours a day. Like, yes, they can wake up at their own time, but there's still a lot of work that goes into it. I think fair play to them, but it's not for everyone. And some people crave routine and stability.
That is
and
true.
Being able to shut your laptop at 6 p.m. and go home, like, and to forget about it all weekend. Essentially, you have 2.5 days where you don't need to think about work. That should be the aim. Then that's got benefits too that actually we probably don't really talk about that much. Like, no one really talks about the fact that if you're a content creator 7 days a week, if you're a employee,
you have like two,
at least you have 2.5 days where you shouldn't be thinking about work.
That is true, by the way. And by the way as well, like, I feel like we do not appreciate the content creators much. And people do get pissed off that we call them stars. Like, they are stars because, like, they work a lot. And they just didn't, like, oh, yeah, make a video, sleep, wake up, and have, like, 4 million, I don't know, like, followers. They probably, like, worked so 100%. Hard. As you said, 7 days a week with no days off, you know? Like, and probably who the person who's commenting is, like, probably a 9-to-5 employee with a very secured salary at the end of the month. And they are just, like, judging, which brings us back to the fact that, you know, people are very opinionated on social media.
Mm. So and it's really easy to be opinionated from your couch.
Yes, literally. It's very easy to be like, oh, yeah, he's doing something wrong. Yeah, well, why don't you come and do it yourself? You know?
It's like, I'd love to see you dancing at Dubai Mall. Yeah, yeah. That is something that I could never, ever do. Because I'm so uncoordinated. Anyway, it's 8:55 on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, especially our podcast listeners. By the way, in case you didn't know, we also go live on podcast. So if wherever you get your podcast, please hit that subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it. And also it means you can listen to us on your drive home. What a treat. That is a joke. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.